Broadcasting 2.0 for August 2nd, 2024, episode 187, PR Hijack. We're early, but hey, you know, it's a Friday. And if it's Friday, that means it's time for the official board meeting of Podcasting 2.0. Everything that's happening in podcasting all over the globe. You don't need to go anywhere else. You got to be right here. We are, in fact, the only boardroom that has no gavel or meeting notes. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the man who can set up a studio in your hotel room. Say hello to my friend on the other end, the one, the only, Mr. Dave Jones.
Welcome to our first day of podcasting.
First day of podcasting?
Yeah, where we learn how to do a podcast.
Okay. Oh, man. There's so many moving parts when it comes to doing the live stream. And everything would have been fine were it not for we're doing this the board meeting an hour earlier. And yeah. So I thought, well, I have a backup stream. I'll just do that. And let's make sure to put the right URL in there. Well, no. And make sure you have AM set instead of PM. Well, no. Although I actually did that right after the last board meeting when you were in Nashville. I set it up, and so it's been broadcasting the incorrect time for a week.
We should have some kind of monitoring service, like, you know, uptime monitoring for your API.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Monitoring service that says, hey, this new time you just put in for the next broadcast.
Are you sure that's right? This stream doesn't seem to work. Are you sure that's right? Yeah, wouldn't that be good? Spurlock, I'll put another split for you for that service.
Yeah, do it. Like it's Podcast Sanity Service.
PSS, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
it should be Podcast Monitoring Service. Then we could call it PMS.
That would sell well.
apologies for getting everybody into the board meeting earlier. Hello, board meeting. We see you there. My issue, Tina and I are flying up to Frisco, Texas today. Mm-hmm. We have been invited to some kind of cool dinner with all kinds of crazy people, including Charlie Kirk, General Flynn, neighbor Laura Logan.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord is right. It's going to be a hootenanny. So we're like, you know, and I was like, we actually can't turn this down. We've got to go. It's just too funny. So
You have to go. What's one of those things you got to go to just because, like, you need to be able to say that you went? Like,
yeah, exactly. Apparently, there's 500 people there. So I have no idea. I mean, there's someone bought a table, our friends, and it's like, oh, you should join us. And, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's just show material.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm flying up myself. We got Instructor Ed bringing in the Cirrus G6 Turbo with parachute. I always have to add with parachute, so Tina feels better about it. She hates flying in these things.
I hate flying, period.
I love it.
I mean, 100% hate it. I just do not like anything about flying. I never have. It just makes me... I don't know. I don't like the experience of setting it up where you're like the boarding, the ticketing, the waiting if you're going to get delayed or canceled.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. In fact, if I can fly direct within the United States, I'd rather not fly than have to transfer somewhere. And if it's under 700 miles, I'll fly myself. Because it's just faster. It's just faster. You know, the airport is 5 minutes from our house. The way this flight school is set up, I'm technically a student, which I am. And so $65 an hour for the instructor. And he does the radio up in that busy area. Because if you don't practice enough and you're up in the Dallas area and you go, on the radio... Immediately, it's like, okay, why don't you fly 30 minutes that way? We'll talk to you later.
So if you're not like, I'm like, you're like the soup guy from Seinfeld or whatever.
Yeah, no soup for you. Yeah. no routing for you. No vectors for you.
You pause, you're toast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Dave, for giving me some good advice.
Which is?
You advised me on a replacement laptop for the studio machine. As you know, I had that horrible blow up. Everything blew up. Everything crashed. Everything's all toast and gone and no good. And
did you get the one that that I recommended?
Yes, I got the Lenovo ThinkPad G3L13. I got the lighter one. The one that was lighter.
That weighed lighter only, and weight wise.
Yeah, okay. 2.4 pounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, what I've not done is I really was on the fence. Like, should I clone my studio drive and then clone it to that? I'm like, you know, because you said, well, it'd be easy. You just have to load the drivers from a USB for the network and then it all pops up. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
But you already see, okay, you already recently wiped and start this thing. You started from scratch like just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right. So this is a relatively clean drive.
Yeah. Now
it's a recent build is what I'm saying. There's not a bunch of crapware and like 5 years of bloat on it.
No,
so but this is a clean clone, man.
I'm afraid. And also there's one other thing. I'm afraid, Dave. There's one other thing is that the studio machine has, let me see. The studio machine has a, hold on, let me go up to this PC, has a 256 gigabyte drive.
Okay, the one you're cloning from.
Yeah, and the one I'm cloning to has a terabyte. But then
yeah, no problem, no yeah, problem.
But then doesn't it show up as an extra drive instead of giving you all that extra free space?
No. Okay, so Your method here is download CloneZilla put it on a boot. Yeah. Put it on a USB drive with Rufus. Yeah. Then get a
Rufus and Shaka Khan.
Yes. Rufus Wainwright. That's the last name of the Rufus boot thing that nobody knows. You boot it with Rufus. You attach an external drive.
Yeah.
Some sort of like external USB drive. Boot it with CloneZilla.
Yeah.
Do a device to image clone.
Yeah.
Pointing it at your external drive that you plugged in.
Yes.
And then save it as an image file. Go to the new machine. Boot it with CloneZilla. Choose image to device. Then pick it off and it'll clone straight to that new drive. Then when you boot into Windows, what you'll see is a partition on Windows that does not fill the entire drive. And so what you'll do is you go into disk management and right click on that partition and say expand and it'll fill up the whole drive.
Oh, so scary. So scary. So what, scary.
You're scared.
I'm scared. I'm traumatized. Yes, correct.
You're scared of what you're scared of is that if you CloneZilla to this new machine, it's going to get you out of the factory install of this new machine in such a way that you're not going to be able to get back to anything
usable. Or that weird things are going to happen because it has all these bells and whistles that it's expecting to load. I don't know. So the question is, will the Dell drivers work on the Lenovo out of the box, or will I have to go and then download? Because I went to the download site for the Lenovo drivers and it says, this is out of date. This is unsupported. This is no good. You're a loser. And it's freaked me out.
You're some of the drivers will work. Most of them will not. And most likely the network driver will not work. So you'll go before you start this process or from a different machine, you'll go to the download page on Lenovo for the drivers for that machine, the new one, download the network card drivers, stick it on the CloneZilla flash drive. And then when you boot up the imaged machine on the Lenovo, first thing you do is install those network drivers. You'll get network running immediately. Then you'll go to that. Then you'll go to support.lenovo.com on that machine and install and let it just auto install all the other drivers.
It'll recognize it and just start doing that.
If you go to it in Chrome, it'll prompt you to install a little like a little stub app that will give an info. It's like a
you said stub and immediately I got chills up my spine.
It like prompts you. It's like, it's the Lenovo service bridge.
Oh, okay.
The LSB. You do that and it auto detects the machine. So here's all your drivers.
So Chrome being Edge?
No, not Edge. Chrome. For some reason, the Lenovo service bridge will not install. Okay,
so in not
Edge,
Brave either. Not Brave. It has to be Chrome.
No. This is.
See, these are things I wouldn't. This was not in your instruction manual.
Lenovo does not understand that anybody uses anything but Chrome. But yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Maybe when we get back from Frisco, I'll give it a shot.
The other thing to do is before you start, clonezilla the Lenovo to the external drive as well.
Oh, just in case.
Just in case, then you can revert. So when you clonezilla a big thing, it'll only use the space. If you tell it to, there's an option in this to only use the used space. So you may clone a terabyte drive, but the image file it produces may only be, 100 gigs.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, please don't do this until you get back.
No, the whole point of me asking you is so that if I run into trouble, I know I can ask you for help because you're like, oh, this is Lenovo. I deal with these every single day.
We clone hundreds of these.
Yeah. I have to say, I really like the keyboard on that machine. It's nice.
Lenovo's a good machine. At least
it still has the OG little rubber nub.
Yeah. And the Chiners make a nice machine.
Every Chiners. Hey, man. So last time we spoke was in this capacity was you were in Nashville and I got calls from radio guys. Saying how did you do that remote? I said, well, we sent an advanced team out a week ago, and they ordered all the lines and they set it all up, and they tested
satellite truck
tested the studio. We had Westwood One with the to shoot the bird for us. I said, no, basically I pulled up the fountain page from the venue, and I pulled up Clean Feed, and it all worked. And somehow Dave put someone in the bathroom shuffling people about. Yeah, you put Kyron in the bathroom. It was good. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it really is amazing. I just want us all to stop and realize. I mean, I come from a place of steam gauges in the airplanes and this kind of nonsense in and doing remotes. You literally had to get extra engineers. You had to schedule stuff and people and all kinds of things. And now we just like, we just do it. And doing Boostergram Ball Live was a blast, man. I had a good time doing that. Even though it included video, which is a little weird for me.
It kind of annoyed me a little bit because, I mean, this was nothing that, well, okay. So I finally met James and Julie Costello. Mm-hmm. And I guess Jim, I'm sorry, not James, Jim and Julie. Great. I mean, they're just like amazing people. They're so nice. And, just like